Unit 6. Treasures Under Your Feet. Pages 153 to 155.
Back to Earth by Sylvia Stein. The silver pod landed in a big cloud of gray ash. Inside, the astronauts waited for the air to clear. "We made it," exclaimed Al. "We're the first humans to return to Earth in 500 years. "Wait, we must be careful," said Elwood. "We have to check the air quality before we go out." Elwood and Al looked at the screen. September 7th, 2589. Dust level high, 2329 to 2322. Protective gear required. Outside temperature, 44. It took Al and Elwood 10 minutes to put on their protective gear and organize their equipment. They were excited, but they were also nervous. Ever since they were small boys on Mars, they had heard about planet Earth. They had heard about the trees, the grass, the blue skies, and the water. Now they were on Earth for the first time. It wasn't a green planet anymore. It was more like a big gray dust ball. Every child on Mars knew the story of Earth. Long, long ago, it was a beautiful green planet with trees, flowers, and birds. Then one day, the planet Earth was hit by a giant meteorite from space. It was covered by a thick gray layer of radioactive dust. A few lucky people escaped to Mars just before the meteor hit and destroyed the planet. And now, 500 years later, it was finally safe to visit. The astronauts slowly climbed out of the pod, followed by a silver robot. Through a small microphone in his spacesuit, Elwood reported to the Mission Control Center on Mars. "We have landed on the planet Earth. We are standing in some kind of field with long rows of hills on each side." Al walked up to the first hill and tested it with a metal probe. "I think it's hollow," he said. "Should we excavate?" Elwood and Al told the robot to dig into the mound. In a very short time, there was a small entrance into the hill. Elwood spoke into the microphone again. "We have exposed a small opening into one of the hills. Do we have permission to enter?" Elwood listened, then announced to Al, "We have 20 minutes, but we must be very careful. If there is any sign of danger, we must return to the pod at once." The robot disappeared into the hill, and the two astronauts followed, not sure what to expect. "What is this?" asked Al. "It seems we're in a room or a cave." "Light," Elwood commanded the robot. Al and Elwood blinked and looked around. In the middle of the room, there was a table with four chairs. Attached to the wall, there were lots of small cabinets made of a brown material that the astronauts didn't recognize. Elwood pointed to a large box-shaped metal thing with two doors. "Look at this," he exclaimed. "A person could probably fit in here." He slowly opened the larger of the two doors. Inside, there were lots of containers of all different shapes and sizes. "This must have been some kind of storage compartment," explained Al, as he opened one of the containers. "I wonder what these were," he said, looking inside at small bones and black powder. "Be careful," warned Elwood. "That might be poisonous." Al quickly closed the container and put it back. "I bet this room was a lab," Al added. "It has all these storage cabinets and containers and a work table and chairs in the middle." "You're probably right," agreed Elwood. "I hope none of this stuff is dangerous." At the end of the room, there was another small room with two strange-looking white boxes, one on top of the other. They each had a door with a small, round glass window. "I wonder what these were used for," said Elwood. "This one looks like it could have been used as an oxygen machine," suggested Al. "Back then, they didn't need oxygen machines. They could breathe the air," Elwood reminded him. The astronauts followed the robot into another room. Al bumped into some shelves and something fell to the floor. He picked it up. "Look, Elwood, I think I found a book," said Al excitedly. "Wow, look at it. I've never touched one before." 500 years earlier, when the refugees from Earth were rushing to leave before the meteor hit, they could only take what was necessary for survival. But one person had smuggled a few books onto the spaceship. Those books are now in the National Gallery of Mars. Al rubbed the dust off the book with his glove. "This one says, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. I wonder who Harry Potter was and why somebody wrote about him." Elwood stared at the shelves. "Do you believe this? There must be over 100 books here. This shelf has several books that all say, The Complete Plays of Shakespeare, and this one is Grimm's Fairy Tales. What a strange title!" Al tried to open the book, but the ancient paper crumbled in his glove. "Be careful, Al. These books are very old and very fragile." "We'd better leave them for the archaeologists," advised Elwood. "They'll know how to preserve them." "What are these things on the wall?" wondered Al. The walls of the room were covered with flat rectangles. Elwood wiped one of the rectangles with his glove. Underneath the dust, he could see four happy faces smiling at him, a man, a woman, and two children, and some kind of animal. "Look at them. They looked just like us," said Al. "Why are the man and woman wearing little glass screens over their eyes?" asked Elwood. "I don't know," replied Al. "Maybe to protect their eyes from radiation." "But then, why aren't the children and the animal wearing them? I guess we'll never understand a lot of the things we'll find here." "Look at the animal," said Elwood. "It's so beautiful. I'd love to see a real live animal someday." Elwood and Al stared at the picture. The two men followed the robot into another room. In the corner, there was a strange object made of some ceramic material. It looked a bit like a seat, but there was a big hole in it. Another object of the same material was attached to the wall. There were odd-shaped silver ornaments just above it. "This looks like a pipe," said Elwood. "This could be some kind of water room. I've heard that they had so much water that it came out of the walls. They could use it for washing, bathing, cooking, and drinking." "I've heard the stories," said Al, "but I never believed they were true. I wonder where the water came from." The men stared at the room in wonder. Elwood turned one of the decorations. They heard a strange noise in the wall, and a few minutes later, a drop of brown liquid came out of the pipe. "Could this be water?" he asked. "It looks disgusting." Suddenly, they were interrupted by a buzzer and voice. "Oxygen low. Return to pod," advised the robot. "Let's go," said Al. "It's time for lunch." Al and Elwood followed the robot back to their space pod. Once inside, they removed the protective gear. "What's for lunch today?" asked Al. Elwood removed several bottles from a metal box. "Today we are having chicken, baked potatoes, broccoli, and orange drink." The two astronauts swallowed the pills and then sat in silence. Then Elwood asked, "Did you know that in the old days, a chicken was a bird, and that broccoli and potatoes were vegetables that grew in the ground?" "Yeah, I heard all the old stories, but who knows if they were true?"